Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another awesome day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk, and we have a very special guest on our show today. Mark, how are you doing today, man?
Yeah, I'm good, Jello. Thanks for asking. How about you? How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much for being on the show. We're very excited to get to know more about you and, of course, your CyberBacker experience. But before we do that, I'm quite curious, just for everyone's benefit, for everyone who's listening, what do you do here in CyberBacker, Mark?
I'm a social media manager. So one of the things that I'm doing is handling the pages, posting to the social media like Facebook, Instagram, and everything. And then I am also a transaction coordinator, which I handle transactions for my client. And then aside from that, I have some few things to do with my client. Not just that, but I cannot say that it's hard as long as you're passionate on what you are doing, as long as you love what you are doing, you can do it and you can easily manage everything.
Absolutely agree with you. You can easily adapt as well.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So we're going to talk more about that later on, about your experience with CyberBacker. But what did you do? What were you doing before you became a part of CyberBacker?
Yeah, actually. Okay. Regarding your question, actually, just to share with you guys, with you, Jello. Before I became part of CyberBacker, I was a student, a graduating student. So I was in my thesis, something like that. And then a few subjects remaining. And then before that, I'm working at a call center or BPO company. So when I was 22 years old, if I'm not mistaken, turning 22 years old, if I'm not mistaken, I'm working at a call center, company. And then before that, but later on, I came across to CyberBacker.
Oh, okay. So really, BPO industry, did I hear you right?
Yes, BPO industry.
So yeah. How long did you do that, if you don't mind me asking?
Almost 1 year, if I'm not mistaken, then transferred to another branch. Same company, but another branch.
Okay. So really, a lot of experience for you in the industry then. So basically, this is your first time working virtually then. Am I right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This is my first time, yes.
So did you always see the value of working virtually? Did you ever imagine yourself doing something like this?
Actually, as a commuter before, because I do not have any a motorcycle before, one of the things that I would like to try or I would like to do is working virtually. If you if you came from Manila, if you're living in Manila, you will encounter such as traffic and hard to find a jeep. Sometimes it's already full, bus and everything. So your work is scheduled at 8 p.m. example, and then you need to prepare at least 3 p.m. or 2 p.m. So that you will not be late, or you will be on time when you go to work. So yeah, that's probably one of the reasons. And then less time with family if you're working on site or in the company and not working virtually. So that's the things that I consider why I chose to work virtually.
Gosh, imagine just a lot of time given just for the commute, the travel time, traffic jams that you have to consider. And of course, again, now that you're working virtually with CyberBacker, get to spend more time with family. So how did you find out about CyberBacker then? And what made you decide to join?
Way back in 2021, my girlfriend actually was the first to discover the company, and she got hired. Just to share with you, I'm the first one who applied, and then I failed. And then after that, my girlfriend told me that, let me try it. Let me try to do it. On the same day, the same time, she submitted the application. So she's the one who encouraged me to apply after she passed, experienced the work with the client. Then I realized I realized that time because I waited for at least 3 months, if I'm not mistaken, because I'm working at a BPO. But It's here in province. So mm-hmm. I was just earning for like less than 15,000. Mm-hmm. So with a heavy load of work. If you know what you call queuing.
Oh yeah.
So gosh. We just have like 2 seconds rest and then there's another call.
Oh yeah.
So I'm earning less than 15,000 and that's the kind of work that I am doing. So I thought to myself, I should give it a try again. Because I'm afraid to fail, but it's all about try.
Absolutely.
So yeah. Also, considering the risk of going out, because that's pandemic season, if I'm not mistaken, 2021. Yeah.
True. 2020.
So before that's one of the reasons that pushed me to join the company or CyberBacker.
Again, just you mentioning the word queuing just gave me a flashback of the times of like. Not really a lot of stress. Yeah, could be stress after the day is done. There's a lot of stress. Of course, tired. Did you have to commute going home? You have to handle all the traffic. Gosh, just a lot of things came back to me when you said that word. But anyway, we're not there anymore. We're in the new world. We're in CyberBacker. So during your first few days with CyberBacker, talk to me about that. Did you have any first impressions or initial expectations about CyberBacker?
I expected that it was just a normal and usual like a VA work, right? Because it's a virtual. So that I already knew before, so I have an idea. So like getting a client and working output based work, and then but I was wrong actually. Entering the company made me see the healthy environment of the virtual world. The best part is when I first joined the CyberBacker. Was when I had the chance to meet our very own CEO, which is great.
Yeah, Craig, yeah.
Yes, there's I was just so amazed back then because that all of us could talk to him and he is indeed a down-to-earth person, actually. So even though he is the CEO, we are allowed to talk to him. We are allowed, you know, to text him, ask some advices and everything. So actually, that's the first time. As is, on my perception or perspective, if you are a CEO, you are not just a simple person. So we cannot approach you that much or we cannot talk to you that much. But Craig is different.
True.
Craig will help you to grow. Craig will help you to develop your personality, to have a career. So that's what I love in CyberBacker. Yes. Very down-earth CEO.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you there, Garrett. Imagine your first few days, then you meet this CEO of the company, get to talk to him, chat with him, talk about anything, and again, helping you with the growth. That's something that other companies, most companies, could not really offer their new people, right? Something that they can't really offer. So now, again, during the beginning of your journey with CyberBacker, you mentioned, I mean, even before your journey started with CyberBacker, you mentioned that you didn't get it the first time, but still tried for the second time. Now, for sure, there are people that are listening right now going through that whole hiring process. So that means interviews on Zoom, assessments as well. What pieces of advice would you be able to give them?
Just be yourself. It may sound cliche, but knowing CyberBacker as a company and the family is more of being true of who you are and having the confidence that you can do it is the best advice, actually, and the best thing to do to ace the interviews. So actually, that advice is like a normal advice, but yeah, being here in CyberBacker, that's what I did because at first, this advice is already gave it to me by my girlfriend but I didn't do it. So that's why I failed. But on my second try after 3 months, I told myself, just be yourself, MJ. Do your thing, be honest, be grateful, let them see that you are passionate and everything. So that's what I did. And then actually, pray. That's one of the great advice that I can give. Before you enter to the Zoom or the Zoom link, and pray, ask for wisdom and knowledge, something like that.
Yes, because it builds up confidence as well. And if you are confident heading into that interview, heading into that assessment, it really takes you to a whole nother level anyway, right? Again, that confidence really, really goes a long way. Now, about what you do here in CyberBacker, you handle social media, you handle transactions. What do you like most about that division that you are a part of, Denmark?
Okay. What I love is having a healthy and collaborative conversation with my fellow cyberbacker. That's one of the great things that I love with cyberbacker because I get to ask them questions.
Yeah.
If I need help, and then I can ask them some work ideas, and then may it be about a task or anything else. I'm just happy that we are open to great communications with each other.
We go again. Communication is also a key part of any team success or any division, any kind of, even if it's just personal, really communication goes a long way, especially when you have your trio as well supporting you.
Yes, now, actually.
Mm-hmm. What does your typical work day look like? I'm quite curious. You handle social media again and transactions. What does that look like for you in a normal day? I don't really need anything specific. Okay. Maybe just a brief overview of what that looks like.
Okay. To give you a summary of my day, I actually get to spend my whole day with my loved ones because that's one of the perks that working virtually or with working with cyberbacker. I can also do my own things, like going to the gym, working out, and of course, working comfortably during, from home during my shift because that's the best thing that I can say about that.
There we go. So, while we still have you here, I have one last question. I know, how long have you been with Cyberbacker? I forgot to ask you earlier.
It's okay. I've been with Cyberbacker for for more than 2 years. So 2 years
more
and a half, if I'm not mistaken.
2 years and a half. So if my math is right, that's around 24 plus months right there. You've
yes.
been with Cyberbacker almost 3 years. So what's been the biggest impact of Cyberbacker in your life? Meaning how did Cyberbacker change your life, Mark?
I'm not exaggerating it, but a lot. Okay. Cyberbacker has brought about significant changes in my life. Coming from a middle class family, because I'm not that rich, to be honest. navigating through life, especially during the pandemic, it was like a struggle. However, with the introduction of Cyberbacker, everything shifted for both my family and me. Among my achievements is I successfully relocated my family to a better home. That's one of my achievements. And then acquired my own motorcycle. As I mentioned before, I was commuting, that I don't have any motorcycle. And then recently, because my girlfriend is a cyberbacker as well, both of us, we have our own cars already, our brand new cars.
Wow.
So that was the great things happened to me after I joined the cyberbacker. And then I acknowledge that without my position at cyberbacker or having these things, would have been nearly impossible. Because I am grateful, actually, ultimately to God and, of course, to Cyberbacker for giving me these incredible opportunities.
Gosh, right there. A lot of wins, a lot of wins, of course, and a lot of growth for you in the past few years that you've been with Cyberbacker. Imagine, it's only been 2.5 years. Imagine what you and your girlfriend could do, let's say, in another 2 more years or another year. That's the exciting part, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So before we end today, for sure, there have been people that have helped you all throughout your journey with us. So this is a time. Would you want to give them a quick shout out on the show before we end today?
Okay, I'll shout out to my girlfriend, Christine James. She's the one who encouraged me to apply to Cyberbacker. And then Craig, actually, I met Craig way back to our gala night. So thank you so much, Craig, for trusting me. And then to Michelle as well. Because for encouraging us, because very thank you to you guys, because I will not be here if it is not for you. So thank you so much for everything. And then to my head backer, Jerome, for guiding me throughout this past year, teaching me everything that I should learn about and everything. So thank you so much, guys. And to Miss Ruth Manuel, thank you so much for making me comfortable and then giving me some advice as well. Thank you.
There we go. Now, we are very excited to see your continued growth here in Cyberbacker. And to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about how to become a Cyberbacker, please visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. And of course, Mark, thank you very much for being on the show today, man.
Thank you so much, Lilo.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website, www.cyberbackercareers.com. Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.